For today's message, I want to talk about not hiding your gift. And I'm going to share a personal story, and for those of you that know me, know that this isn't the norm, but it'll come full circle by the end. So I want to share about, you know, how for the longest time, I've always known I've been different. And by that I mean different just in the way I think about things, I analyze things, I see things, and not in like a weird and odd way, but just different. And so for a period of time, I always just kept it to myself. I figured that's just, you know, that's just who I am, that's who I'm meant to be, and let's just kind of work behind the scenes, do things behind the scenes, and just keep it at that. And over time, probably early 20s, I realized that it was a gift. And these different ways of thinking that I thought were different or odd were really just, it was really just my gift. And I came to realize that my gift was just being compassionate, being respectful, treating everybody the same. I learned at a young age that I should never look down on anybody, that it could always be worse. No matter how bad the situation we were going through, it could always be worse. So you fast forward to last year, and this conversation about formalizing La Tribu came up. And I always was against making it anything. Even though I had been mentoring and coaching people in the past, I always went against it because it always just came back to that it's just shedding light on me. It's going to be all about me. And I wasn't comfortable with that. And you fast forward now to the podcast and even more so, right? Where it's me speaking into this microphone, this headset. And even though, yes, I have guests from time to time, it's still shedding light on me. So what the struggle I guess I had was not really truly believing in my gift. In my gift of, again, being compassionate, sharing, helping people. And it was almost hypocritical, if you think about it, to where I'm doing things one way, but then I'm saying something totally different in a crazy way. So the story about not hiding your gift, it's kind of bounced back and forth. You know, my support group, people in my corner, my friends, my family, my closest ones have always pushed me to just share more. Whether it's because, you know, I've always heard like people need to hear it, people need to hear your story, people need to hear what you're doing. And I truly, truly love and appreciate all of them for that, because for them, you know, they saw it differently than I did. Because to me, it was all just about me. And to them, it's never going to be just about you because of what it is that your story is. So you fast forward to just yesterday, and a gentleman reached out to me through Instagram, and it was to share a little bit about what he's been going through and how just reading my posts, listening to the podcasts and the messages, how it's impacted him. And as I was reading the message, it was almost weird and it was almost unbelievable because of what he was saying. And I never really registered it that way from somebody that I have never met. I've never encountered him. I don't know anything about him. And the people that have always championed me, you know, are people that I know, people that I've had experiences with. And it was almost like, because I had an experience with that person, when they told me or they appreciated me for what I am, who I am, what I do, it was almost just because, yeah, you know. So of course you're going to say that. But with this gentleman, it's different because I've never met him before in my life. And for him to share that when he started reading my posts a few months back, he was going through some of the darkest times in his life. And, you know, you hear these messages of, like, I knew you were just talking to me. It's almost like you were talking directly to me. And week after week, whenever you'd post, it was like at the right time, the right moment at the right time. I just needed to hear that. And he said, even though I've read that post over and over again, and I've compared it to other people that I follow, and they have similar sayings or quotes, it just resonated when it was from you. Now, mind you, again, I have never met this guy before. He says, now you fast forward to the podcast and the messages that you're recording. And he said, I just want to tell you that listening to you, like, it's not just what you say. It's something that comes through your words, how you are, and how you handle yourself that has just been so helpful for me. And for me on this side, it's just crazy because I'm sitting here thinking, well, I'm just talking into this microphone, this headset. How can it go that far or that deep? But yet again, in a crazy way, our gift isn't really for us to understand, but it's for the person that's receiving the gift. And that's whatever it is that you have to share. So, you know, having said that, it's still crazy to me even now, a day later, still to process it and to really think about how maybe this wouldn't have happened if, you know, the podcast wouldn't have happened. And the podcast obviously happened because of La Tribu and so on and so forth. But I think it's just, it's an important message for people to hear because for me, it's always been this tug of war because I listen to podcasts. I listen to sermons, to preachings, and you hear about them, right? One of my favorite preachers, Bishop T.D. Jakes, has a sermon where he talks about what it takes, that it takes courage to be different, that it takes courage to be not normal and quote-unquote not normal as in like everybody else, right? It takes courage to dress differently than everybody else. It takes courage to speak differently than everybody else. And even though I've listened to those, I've never really connected it to myself. And now we're here where this situation just happened. And as crazy as it is, I appreciate it. I respect it, right? And it really just goes to show that even though there are times where I've wanted to quit because I'm uncomfortable doing this, because I've wanted to quit because it's almost like the results aren't really there, you know, whatever those results are even really meant to be. But this goes to show that all that stuff doesn't matter. So for anybody listening, you know, I encourage you to keep sharing your gift, keep putting in the work. And even though the result isn't here, right, even though the appreciation is probably not noticed, right, or you haven't heard it yet, just keep doing it, right? Keep being respectful. Keep sharing your gift. Keep being ethical, which is something that's lost nowadays. And as long as you continue to do that day in and day out, you just never know who's listening. You never know who's paying attention to the way you move, to the way you act, to the way you are, to the way you carry yourself. And that in itself can make an impact on somebody. Because I know for myself, hearing this from somebody that I've never met, it was kind of like this jolt, right? Of course, it validated the work, right? The stepping out, the being uncomfortable. And for me, in my opinion, in my belief, if me being uncomfortable helps somebody else out, I'll do that time and time again. And I'm pretty sure you would too. So again, step out. Don't hide your gift. You know, your gift was given to you for a reason. And a lot of times, I know the majority of times, people hide it because it's not the norm or it's different. So again, I encourage you to not hide your gift. Share it, whatever that gift is. Share it, be proud of your gift. And again, if the result is not here yet, it's coming. And I truly, truly, honestly believe that. So again, I'll leave you with that. And never forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.